keep drinking malted milk, trying to drive my blues away.
I come for the music.
Gary does a good job with that.
Trying to
drive my blues away. Any malted milk in the future? How does that work?
That's a good question. I don't know anything about that, to be honest with you.
Now, what was it? April, we had Hickman's Inn talking about eggs. It was close to Easter, and one of the final points to the life cycle of the chicken farming and raising, they produce a lot of chicken waste, too, and they turn that into the farm's choice fertilizer. Is there a cow manure has a ton of potential for composting and becoming good growing soil. Do y'all just take tractors and push it out in big piles, or what happens to the other side of the production there?
Yeah, at Dan's Eyes, and we partner with some dairies down the road, and we compost it all. So my dad likes to say we're trying to make money out of one end or the other. So, but... He's a teacher for 25 years, so he's got jokes like that coming up, you know. It's not just dad jokes anymore. It's teacher dad jokes, you know. So, no, we bring it all into a spot here in town, and we compost it. A lot of it goes to Yuma for vegetable farming and stuff like that. So it's a high source of nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus. So it's a real good supplement.
What's the process? How long does that take? Now, you're getting milk onto the shelf in 48 hours. Are you getting compost to the vegetable farmers that quick?
So it takes about 90 days. That's our shortest one. And after it's stable, it can be stored for a lot longer than that. So we bring it in. We have to make sure we have the carbon and nitrogen carbon ratio right. And then we get that up to 130, I think it's 136 degrees for a certain amount of time. And we have thermometers in the rows, and we monitor and keep track of it, making sure that it's the right temperature. It can't get too hot, and it can't get too, but it has to be the right temperature to keep going. So it can't get too low either. So we add water, or we have these big turners that turn it and get it going again. It's a pretty cool process. The other thing it does is it reduces it by about 50%. So it's a good process. I always say, if you fly over Arizona and you fly into Sky Harbor and you look at the ground, and especially if you come from the Midwest is that dark, dark soil. You can just tell just by looking at the soil. It needs something that has some earth to it, you know. And that compost is a really good supplement for the soil here in the valley.
We actually don't have our level of organic matter in our Arizona soil, at least here in the valley, certainly is so much less than what we see in the Midwest. And part of it is because the sun. We love the sun because we're planting and harvesting, you know, 365 days out of the year, 12 months a year here in Arizona. But the sun also brutalizes the organic matter in the soil. So compost, like what the Danzeisens are doing and stuff, makes a big difference.
Yeah, it's really cool product for overseeding your lawn. Like, when you put the overseed on, a lot of people like to put steer manure or something on, but the compost manure is a little bit more stable, and the heat kills the weed seeds in it, so you're not going to get the weed seeds like you do sometimes, and it works really good.
And that's what we used to overseed our lawn last time. We stopped down by the dairy. Help me out here. You're off of...
We're like Southern and 59th Avenue. That's where the creamery's at.
And anyone can just walk into the creamery. Y'all do have refrigerated product right there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're open 8 to 6 Monday through Friday and 8 to 4 on Saturday, and we're closed on Sunday.
And y'all do sell that manure there, and we used it to overseed last time. It was, what was the y'all's product name on it? Just Danzeisen?
We just composted manure, yeah. That's all. The company that we formed together with is called Diversified Organics is the name of the company that the dairies down the road formed with us, so.
It's organic.
Oh, it's organic. There ain't no doubt about that.
So organic as you can get.
Now, one final texture wants to know about banana flavored milk.
We get a lot of requests for that too.
Really?
Yeah. We've actually worked on it a little bit, but it's not to our liking yet.
And they want to know, do y'all have plans of ever making ice cream?
Yes, we are in the process. Well, we already make milkshakes for Chase Field. That's 100% Dan Zeisen product, and coming soon.
Julie, how would somebody support the Farm Bureau?
Go to azfb.org and also fill your plate on our websites. But join us. If you're an associate member, you want to support farmers like Kevin and his family. It's $59 a year, so it's very economical.
And it comes with a lot of discount saving coupons?
Huge benefits. You can pay for that annual membership in one benefit purchase.